the vaccines now being approved for younger children, 12 to 15 years old. So we've got preteens now available for the vaccine. So bringing in someone who knows more about this than most of us do is Will Humble, Executive Director of the Arizona Public Health Association. Will, welcome back to the show. Let's talk about this. Do parents have a reason to be concerned?
Oh, about the vaccine? No, they have a reason to be excited.
Okay, so talk about the way these things, these tests, these double-blind tests where both, and that's the way this was done, correct? They do these tests double-blind where both the physician and the patient, neither of them know whether they're getting the vaccine or the placebo, right?
Yeah, that's the general idea for the clinical trial. And this clinical trial with Pfizer was about 2,000 kids, and it showed that it was 100% effective. Now, obviously, it's probably not 100% effective, but that's what they found in the clinical trial. And importantly, I think one of the most important things for parents is that they didn't identify any harmful side effects other than the usual stuff, sore arm and that kind of thing.
So when you what's your recommendation to people? Where can they do their homework on this? Because there's going to be some people on the fence that are listening to both sides of this. You're never going to convince either, you know, the side of people that say never. But where, how do you convince people that are on the fence with this?
That's easy. Your pediatrician. You know, that's the place to go. That's where parents should go with their questions. The pediatrician, the medical home, if they go to a community health center with their kids, that's the place to go. Nurse practitioners. And pediatricians. And that's, I mean, all surveys point in the same direction. That's who parents trust. Those are the folks that have seen their kids since they were 6 months old, before that probably. It's who they trust. And that's where they should go for the additional information. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to Facebook. Listen to your doctor.
So what do you attribute the slowdown in vaccinations? Why are we seeing less and less people getting the second dose in Arizona? And are we seeing a slowdown of interest in the vaccine?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Everyone, the society's on a gradient, right? There are a bunch of people who were super enthusiastic. They were so enthusiastic they would have volunteered for an 8-hour shift to get a vaccine when they didn't qualify. So there were the very early adapters, and they've all gotten vaccinated. And then you have persons who, because of their complicated job, transportation issues, those sorts of things, are still interested in getting vaccinated, but need it to be more convenient. And the biggest group I think that we have left, if you look at the data, are people in their 20s and 30s. These are not with economic challenges and stuff. They want to get vaccinated, but they want it to be convenient and spontaneous. They don't want to have to plan. They don't want to have to make an appointment up front. They want it to fit into their schedule. So for that group, it's all about making it more convenient and getting rid of the appointment system, for example, in the pharmacies and that sort of thing. So, you know, the people who were highly motivated are now vaccinated. And now we've got this group of people who want to get the shot, but, you know, want it to be more convenient. And the people you just mentioned, the folks who are on the fence, who aren't against it, but have some questions. And that's the group that's best vaccinated also, like I talked about the kids, in their medical home, go to their doctor's office. And importantly, doctors need to have the vaccine in their freezer so they can close the deal right after that conversation.
So let me make a case and tell me where I'm wrong with this. Also in that age group, the 20 to 44-year-old age group, which is the highest demographic of cases, for them also, it was about getting back to a sense of normalcy. I've done my own conversations with people, and for them it was, yes, we'll get the vaccine because we'll be able to get rid of the mask and get back to normal. We have kind of been stuck in this mask conversation for way too long. And is that a part of the issue? Is if it's not going to change my life, if I still have to wear a mask in the grocery store, if I still have to wear a mask everywhere I go, what's the point of getting the vaccine right now? Is there any truth to that?
Well, yeah, there's some truth to it. And you know, here's the thing. It's really important for public health officials to have clear eyes and vision and clear messaging about the interventions. And it's also, and it's bad for these guys. There's all these gloom and doom people that are out there also on the cable news channels and stuff. And that's bad because what people want is reasonable interventions that make sense, that are supported by data. And I will be the first person to argue that we should not need to wear masks in public places as soon as we reach herd immunity. And we can get to herd immunity much faster if we can get people in their 20s and 30s vaccinated in the next month. I mean, if you look at what happened in Israel, there was a breaking point when they crossed the 50 to 60% threshold of the entire population becoming vaccinated, the number of cases dropped like a rock. Now, there's still sporadic cases. They still exist, but they've reached herd immunity. And we can do it, too. We've got to get people in their 20s and 30s vaccinated and then get these middle schoolers in over the course of the summer. And I will be the first person to come on your show and say, look, just get back to normal. Yes, the virus is going to be out there. It's going to be sporadic. But the public health emergency part of it will be over. And I think by 4th of July, I think it's doable.
That was my question. I was going to ask you to pull out your crystal ball and give me an idea of when you believe we are going to be in a position to do just that. So you're predicting around the 4th of July.
If we can keep the momentum going on vaccines, I mean, that's the thing. We're only doing about 30,000 a day now. I'd love to see us, if we could get up to 50,000 a day for the next month, I think for sure 4th of July would be doable, and we wouldn't be talking about this anymore.
All right. Well, I always appreciate the time, and I'm looking forward to talking more with you about this, because obviously this isn't going to be a topic of conversation that goes away anytime soon.
Well, sooner than you think, Mike.
I hope you're right. I hope I'm wrong on this one. So thanks, Will.
All right, take care.
All right, that's Will Humble, Executive Director of Arizona Public Health Association, talking about the vaccine, believes that it's perfectly safe in this new demographic of 12 to 15-year-olds. And if you don't believe him, and he said, don't believe me, call your pediatrician and have that conversation.